And it's time for our Forever Home feature right here on Northland Morning. KUMD's Forever Home feature is dedicated to helping shelter animals find their forever homes. And this morning, we're talking about a couple of cats and a dog. And I couldn't resist Chloe's picture. I had to retweet it this morning on Twitter. She's so cute. Betsy Bodie joins us from Animal Allies. Hey, Betsy, good morning.
Good morning. Isn't that an adorable photo?
Yep, she's really a cutie. So she came from a previous owner, and this happens. Sometimes folks' circumstances change, or maybe they need to go into a different living situation, and they can't bring their companion animals with them. So Chloe's looking for a new forever home.
Yeah, we see that a lot. And like you say, there's so many different reasons that animals come to us. That's the reason that we're there. We're just happy that people find us, and we're here to help those animals get a new home. So, Chloe, certainly if somebody is looking for a beautiful cat, isn't she?
Now, Chloe is front paw declawed, and that's kind of a controversial procedure that Animal Allies doesn't perform, but sometimes cats come into the shelter and they are front paw declawed. And as a person with a couch, I don't do it. I haven't had my cats declawed, but I would really appreciate it because I do have, you know, furniture.
Yes.
So she is front paw declawed, and that's good. And it says she's shy, but it also says she likes catnip. And catnip, for cats that like it, can really help them get over that whole shy thing pretty quickly.
It really can. It's a great icebreaker. And, certainly people, there are different reasons people are looking for a declawed cat. Sometimes people have an autoimmune disorder or a clotting disorder, and it becomes a health concern for them. So we encourage them to come to the shelter, and we can tell them, you know, any cats that we have that have come to us that have already been declawed,
so,
help them get a home.
Right. What a good deal. Now, Gimli is absolutely darling. She's not very old, and she's darling. We got to look at her picture, too, and she's got that look about her, like, what could I possibly get into?
Yeah, we were obviously on a Lord of the Rings kick, so we have several cats that came in together and all are on that Lord of the Rings theme there. She is a younger gal and has that cat look about her.
She does. She does. It's like, I'm sure there's something around here, some imaginary thing that I could leap into the air and then chase.
Right.
Or run away from really fast. And the last animal that we're featuring this week is a dog named Jasper. And boy, is he ever a cutie. Tell us his story.
Oh, he is a sweetheart, too. He came in and his coat does look a little rough. So I think that sometimes that sets people off a little bit. But his coat is growing back. So he will have a normal coat here down the road. But he is looking for his forever home. And I'm not quite sure why, but he doesn't get a lot of looks from folks, so he's a really sweet boy, and if people are looking for a great dog, he might just be the right one.
He's not the only. I mean, it's like, think back to yourself perhaps in the 80s. He's not the only one to ever have a bad hairdo.
No, it happens to all of us.
It does, and we're still lovable, okay?
Absolutely.
If folks want more information, they can get in touch with Animal Allies, where there are always companion animals looking for their forever homes. Betsy, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Betsy Bodie with Animal Allies, our guest on Forever Home. You can see photos of our animals looking for their forever homes, and there are plenty of other animals in the Northland also looking. You can go online to KUMD, read their stories, look at their pictures, and click the links for more information. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.